After completing this tutorial, you will be able to identify and describe the advanced preferences functions of gap balancing and rotation axes and additions to the implant brand choices, 3D view, tibia view, external rotation default, and PSI report. By default, the advanced preferences are hidden, but they become visible when the View drop-down menu is opened. Gap balancing provides additional information about the approximate gap between the femoral distal cut plate and the tibial proximal cut plane in both flexion and extension on the medial and lateral sides. Selecting rotation axes displays three angles in the axial plane. The 90-degree angle between Whiteside's line and the epicondylar axis, the 90.7-degree angle between Whiteside's line and the posterior axis, and the 0.6-degree angle between the epicondylar axis and the posterior axis. You can display the advanced preferences, gap balancing, and rotation axes together if you would like. The 3D view was modified to maintain parallel tibia and femur cut surfaces while varus valgus adjustments are made to display a more realistic representation of the knee. In addition, in the 3D view, there is also the option of turning off the hip and ankle to ensure a clear view of the knee at all viewing angles.